So for today, I would like to give instructions on bringing mindfulness to your body. Sometimes on these retreats, we follow a sequence of instructions where the first day, the emphasis is more on the breathing. The second day, continue with breathing, but include the body, the experience of being embodied. The third day is expanding outwards and including the realms of our emotions. And the fourth day, including more fully, being mindful of thinking. And to give you a sense of mindfulness of the body, after we settle into the sitting, I'm going to guide you through an exercise that hopefully will give you some sense of how to engage with a relaxed, deliberate awareness of your experience, and also give you a sense of how to feel your way into your experience as opposed to think your way into it. A different way of being present than ideas or concepts and thinking evaluation. So it's often good at the beginning of a sitting to have a little procedure that you use. You could think of it as a ritual even, that you do. It's often good to have the same thing you do regularly so that the the familiarity of the procedure helps you connect to it and reminds your body and reminds your mind that for now what you're going to do is to be present here and now and present with your whole body. And so for different people there's different procedures, but a nice one is to give a little emphasis on your posture. Perhaps sitting up a little straighter than you normally would. Perhaps swaying back and forth, forward and back. And making smaller arcs until you find yourself balanced at the center. Upright. And it can also be nice to have your attention travel up your spine, vertebrae by vertebrae, and make ever so small adjustments. See if you can have your weight of your body more balanced on those vertebrae, especially in the space between the shoulder blades. So your upper torso and your head are not in front of you, but there's a balance of weight down the center in the spine. Part of this settling in procedure can include taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. Somehow the deeper in-breath can be a way to make a more direct contact with your body from the inside. Breathing in and breathing out deeply. As you exhale, a long exhale. Settling in. Long exhale. Part of you, still keeping your spine straight, you give in to gravity. You let gravity and your weight work together to help you feel grounded and connected to your seat, to the floor. last exhale, where you settle into your pelvic cavity, lower torso, to let that be a foundation, support. And then letting your breath return to normal. And with a normal breath, it can be helpful at the beginning of a sitting to spend a few moments scanning the body to see if there's any obvious places that you can relax, soften. And mostly this softening can be done as part of this setting up procedure. Preparing yourself to be present more fully. You might be able to soften the muscles of your face. Or softening the muscles of the shoulders, shoulder blade area. Softening the chest, the belly, especially the belly can be useful at the beginning. To let your belly hang forward and settle down. If it tightens up again, it's fine, but at least once at the beginning, see if you can let your belly be relaxed. So then, to do a little exercise in mindfulness of the body, I will direct your attention to different parts of your body, and when you hear the instructions, experiment with how you use your ability to attend, your ability to pay attention, to offer attention. And see if you can let your attention be deliberate and calm as it takes in the part of the body that I direct your attention. So then deliberately and calmly take in the experience of your right hand. Feel your right hand. The sensations that are there. The sensations of the palm of your hand. The back of your hand. Your fingers, some of the sensations might be quite subtle, but some of the possible sensations you might feel are tingling and pulsing, vibration, coolness, warmth. Contact, softness, hardness. You might feel subtle sensations of tension or pressure. There may be sensations which are pleasant, there may be some which are unpleasant. And as you feel the sensations of your hand, the sensations there and the act of sensing are one and the same. There's no separation in the hand between sensations and sensing. Sensing and sensation are non-dual. And then calmly, deliberately, switch your attention so you can take in the sensations of your left hand. And explore the sensations there. Let your left hand become alive or full of sensations. The presence of sensations is the presence of life, of living. You might imagine that your hand is like a sponge that absorbs sensation, that receives whatever is there. Tingling, the pulsing, the coolness and the warmth, the softness and hardness, pressure and tension. And see for a few moments if you can let the sensations register for you, let them come into you as if completely okay for the hand to be the way it is. As if your sensations have never had it, your hand has never had a chance to be felt, to be known, finally as a chance to be in the sun of awareness in whatever way it is, and you just get to know it better. As if you're entering into the hand to feel fully, sensing. And now, see if you can locate in your body the strongest sensation in your body. And if you locate the place in your body, the general area where the strongest sensation is, deliberately and calmly, see if you can take in the sensations of that general area. Not only the strong sensation, but the whole area, the way you took in the sensations of the hands. Be curious, explore it. See if you can give permission to the sensation to be just as it is for a few moments. No resistance, no need to change. Just interest, getting to know it, letting that area of the body show its sensations to you, its aliveness. And with a heightened sensitivity to that area, becoming aware of more sensations than you would if you stayed in your head thinking about it. If it makes sense, enter into that part of your body. Allowing things to be just as they are, but feeling the strongest sensation. And then calmly and deliberately, slowly, switch your attention. Switch where you attend to attend to the area of your body where you're with when you're with your breathing. And not exactly focusing on the experience of breathing only. Just let that part of your body fill out for you with sensations. Tune in to what's going on, what that part of your body feels like, including the sensations of breathing. There may be sensations of vibration or pulsing, warmth and coolness, movement, pressure, release of pressure, tautness, tightness, looseness. Feelings of heaviness or lightness. Expansion and contraction. Tingling. And experiment with having a calm, relaxed, receptive awareness. So you're not so much in the control tower watching it or doing the attention, but more like you're allowing for a heightened sensitivity in the area of your body where you feel breathing. Almost as if you are the heightened sensitivity more than you are the doer or the thinker. And as you continue this sitting, if you'd like, continue with this way of staying with your breathing, not from a distance, but from within the body where the sensations occur, allowing there be a relaxed, heightened sensitivity to what goes on there, letting the thinking mind become quiet In the same way that you maybe would close your eyes and become quiet to hear a sound, faint sound far in the distance, let your mind, thinking mind, become soft, quiet, so you can better sense and feel. And when you notice you're drifting off in thought, see if you can come back to this heightened sensitivity again. Open up. And if there are strong sensations in your body that make it, that are different than the breath, make it difficult to be with your breathing, experiment with bringing this calm, attentive awareness to that part of your body.